Inside Mac.
For Wednesday, August 16th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Apple has released Bootcamp 1.1. The iPod is considered a status symbol in the UK. All teens want for back to school is an iPod. And find out how the iPod keeps us healthy. Apple has released Bootcamp 1.1 Beta, the latest release of the company's software that enables Intel-based Macs to run Windows XP. The company notes Bootcamp 1.1 Beta contains many updates and is intended for new and previous Bootcamp Beta users. It includes support for the latest Intel-based Macintosh computers. It offers easier partitioning by using presets for popular sizes. It has the ability to install Windows XP on any internal disk. And it comes with an iSight camera support, support for built-in microphones, and right-click when pressing the right-hand Apple key on Apple keyboards. Bootcamp 1.1 also has an improved keyboard support that includes delete, print screen, number lock, and scroll lock keys. Tweeter Home Entertainment Group and Nextworth Solutions have announced a partnership to offer Nextworth's iPod trade-in service at all 153 Tweeter stores in the U.S. While Tweeter will implement the iPod trade-in service, the company has partnered with Nextworth to execute the program. As founder of the web-based The Great iPod Exchange, Nextworth is well known for its strong history of providing a reliable and valuable iPod trade-in service through the internet. The release notes, working together, the companies have broken new ground by being the first United States-based retail chain to offer an in-store iPod trade-in program for consumers. Vice President and General Merchandise Manager for Tweeter said, "Our iPod trade-in program reflects our desire to offer our customers a hassle-free way to capture the current value of their iPods and apply it to new technologies or products they're shopping for." He said, "We accept a customer's iPod in just about any condition, inspect it, and award the customer credit on the spot. The credit can be used towards a new iPod or any of the other home and mobile entertainment products available at Tweeter." Office workers in the UK have made owning an iPod the ultimate status symbol. Macworld UK reports that a recent poll was conducted by recruitment specialists of Office Angels. iPods, mobile phones, and sushi are the latest must-haves for the UK office workers. The response was so strong, in fact, that Office Angels came up with the name for these people in love with the gadgets, Gossips. That stands for gadget-obsessed, status symbol-infatuated professionals. Radio Disney has announced that its programming is now available via streaming live broadcast on the iTunes Radio Tuner. Radio Disney is a 24-hour kid-driven radio network that is syndicated on over 50 stations in the U.S. and in the U.K., Japan, and most of South America. The station can be heard in the top 40/pop section. A new survey shows that 64% of 13 to 17-year-old teenagers want an iPod as part of their back-to-school supplies, while 70% of teens say they want a computer to complement their studying. The poll queried 500 American teenagers commissioned in July by ShopLocal.com, finding that teens aren't just tech-hungry, but also brand-conscious. Brian Hand, who is CEO of ShopLocal.com, which is a national web-to-store comparison shopping site, said among some of the biggest searches are for MP3 players, iPods specifically, and cell phones. Of those who responded that they would most want an MP3 player for the new school year, 97% cited iPod as the preferred brand. Avid Technology announced that it is planning to expand its range of video and audio content creation solutions that will be available for Intel-based Mac systems. This includes the Mac Pro workstation that was introduced last week at Apple's WWDC. The Avid Video division expects to deliver new versions of its industry-standard Avid Express Pro and Media Composer systems for all Intel-based Macs by December. Following the arrival of the new Mac Pro workstation, DigiDesign expects to release a compatible update to its Pro Tools HD 7.2 software in September. Full qualification for the existing Intel-based Mac versions of Pro Tools LE and Pro Tools M-Powered on the new Mac Pro workstation is also expected in December. The iPod way is the only way for fitness buffs. In the Dark Ages, people didn't have an easy way to listen to personalized music to help keep their heart rate up, but now the iPod not only makes it easy to pick the right type of music for your workout, it tells the beats per minute as well. According to the Baltimore Sun, fitness instructors were the ones who relied on the ability of a song, depending on its beats per minute or BPM, to boost heart rates and return them to normal. But now the power has shifted to the everyday person. The article notes it's now second nature to know that music in the 115 to 120 BPM range is ideal for walking, while music for cardio workouts can range from an easy 120 to a heart-thumping 180 in a spinning class. Anyone with a computer and an iPod can tailor a workout soundtrack according to the desired BPM. With software that manipulates a song's BPM and BPM counting gadgets on the market, staying on top of the beat has become even easier. Steve Boyette, known professionally as disc jockey Steve Boy, has compiled music mixes with a high BPM count for the regular podcast called Podrunner. His free mixes have soared to the top of the iTunes list of 100 most popular podcasts. He said Podrunner's appeal for runners and other athletes lies in its fixed BPM hour-long mixes. And since the success of Podrunner, FitPod was launched by Bob Gray and Tyler Peppel. Gray said that they want to make BPM-oriented music available to people involved in exercise and fitness. The site offers BPM-oriented music for yoga fans as well by using GarageBand. Gray composed Whispers of the Dharma ambient music. He said to set the right tempo, he had to crank GarageBand as low as it would go, which is 40 beats per minute. Coming up, a longtime toy store decides growing up is fun, and the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Apple has updated its Hot Deals site with the latest offerings from Mac Game Store, Ramjet, and Sweetwater Sound. Mac Game Store has deals on a wide variety of Mac games with an exclusive 5% discount at checkout. These include Age of Empires 3, the popular Sims 2, Open for Business, Legion Arena, Fantasia, and Jewel Quest, among others. Ramjet has Hot Deals exclusive pricing on Mac-compatible RAM upgrades, including 1GB DDR2 RAM module for the MacBook, a Pro RAM upgrade kit for the iMac, and 1GB RAM upgrade for the original iMac G5, just to name a few. And last but not least, Sweetwater Sound has Hot Deals on a variety of Mac-compatible hardware and software products. These include PreSonus Digimax FS 8-channel mic preamp, HHB flash mic condenser microphone, M-Audio Midair 25, Live Light 5 software, and more. If you want more details on these fabulous Hot Deals, visit hotdeals.apple.com. MCE Technologies has reached a distribution agreement with FM transmitter specialist Digiana of Seoul, Korea, and will now offer their iTube 201 all-in-one FM transmitter in the United States, Japan, and Latin America. It is currently only available in Korea and Europe. The iTube 201 is a powerful full-frequency range FM transmitter and auto-power adapter that is integrated with a dock that sits on a flexible steel neck stand, which can be positioned for instant access to its controls and for easy viewing while driving. MCE President Arnold Ramirez said Digiana produces a higher quality product than what is out there on the market today, not just in design and materials, but in performance and sound quality as well. He said, "We are certain that iPod owners will be thrilled that these items are now available for purchase here in the U.S. The iTube 201 was designed specifically for use with the iPod 5G and the iPod Nano. The unit requires no batteries, as it derives all the power needed to operate and charge the iPod from the cigarette lighter adapter. The FM transmitter with proprietary circuitry invented by Digiana for the exceptionally high sound quality has an easy-to-read blue backlit LCD and can be set to transmit to any FM station between 88.1 MHz and 107.9 MHz. The suggested retail price for the iTube 201 is $74.95 US and is now available for immediate delivery. More information can be found online at mcetech.com. There's a great deal being offered called the Macworld Marketing Package that will help get your product out to over 350,000 Mac users. The package includes an exhibit at the Macworld Conference and Expo in San Francisco, an advertisement in Macworld Magazine for 3 months, and your product will also be featured on Macworld.com. At the conference, your product will be featured in the ADC Developer Pavilion section of the show guide, which is distributed to all 40,000 attendees, as well as a conference brochure and email promotions. If you're interested in the Macworld Marketing Package, visit developer.apple.com and click on the Macworld Marketing Package link for more information. Toys R Us has finally decided to grow up. It seems that the giant toy store in the UK wants to now be known as Mac R Us Kids, as a Mac Minute reader pointed out that for the first time he has seen iPods, MacBooks, Mac Mini, and iMacs for sale. The reader notes that they have their own sales unit and appear to be the only actual computers for sale in the store. He said apart from Xboxes and PlayStations, there were display models to try as well as accessories for Macs and iPods. Well, I checked the Toys R Us UK website and typed an iPod in the search window, and there they were, everything from the iPod Nano to the iPod 30 gig video in black. Then I checked the Toys R Us in the United States, typed in iPod, and found the iDog, the iZ or is, and the digital song and story toy. I typed in iMac and was greeted with the "we are having trouble locating a match for your search iMac" window. So at least the UK Toys R Us wants to grow up a little. US Toys R Us still wants to be a kid. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.